Matt. I'm your co-host, Guy Patton, and Martin Vitella, the founder of the Life Enthusiast Co-op, is on the show with us as usual. Hey, Martin, how are you doing today?
It's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day.
Oh, awesome. Well, you know, we record these in our home offices, and I'm hoping that there's no disturbing noise in the background, because I'm at the back of my home, and it's a beautiful day, so I have the windows open and everything else, and my back door neighbor has this massive trampoline, and his kids, who are like 6, 7, 8, 9, when they get home from school, the first thing they do is they run into the backyard yelling and screaming, jump on the trampoline, and they're bouncing up and down like crazy. So I just wanted to warn everybody, if you hear screaming and yelling in the background, it's these kids on their trampolines.
Perfect segue to what I would love to tell you about, Scott.
Oh, what's that, Martin?
A mini trampoline. Something an adult who is already shy about being out there squealing like a stuck pig can do in the privacy of his or her home, a bedroom, and get all the benefits associated with having a trampoline.
Well, first of all, what benefit is there to having a trampoline? I just think this is a toy for these kids to play on.
Precisely. But contemplate this. When you exercise, let's just say that you want to exercise, you go out and you buy yourself a stationary bike.
Yep.
Put it in the bedroom, and you climb on it, and you sit on it for 30 minutes, and you're spinning like mad, trying to get some sweat going on your face, right?
Yeah.
So when you're doing that, what part of your body is moving?
Your legs.
Right. Up and down, the knees are going up 6 inches, down 6 inches.
Yep.
That's it. So you are indeed moving some large muscles of your body, and that's it. The lymphatic system, which is the most important organ in your body as far as elimination of toxins is concerned, essentially your swamp. Right?
Yeah.
This organ is powered only by gravity. When you move against gravity, that water moves. Meaning, when you swing your arm, when you swing it up and swing it down, there is some movement of the fluids. When you move your leg, like on a bicycle, there is some movement there. When you move your center of gravity, as in walking, up 4 inches, or maybe up 3 inches, down 3 inches, and when your heel hits the ground, there's a bit of an acceleration, deceleration taking place. So there's this little shock causes the fluids in your body to stop the movement down as your body starts moving up. That's what fuels or powers this lymphatic system as far as its circulation is concerned. If you don't do this, if you're lying in your bed and do nothing, you are letting your swamp completely rot.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not a good thing.
No, it's not a good thing. That's the difference between a lake with fresh running water where trout will live and a swamp where all you will get is leeches.
Huh. Cool. So that's what happens when you're on a trampoline or a rebounder.
So the big difference with a rebounder or a mini trampoline or full-size trampoline is that when you move your whole body against gravity, meaning, you know, you get yourself off the mat and down, and when you reach the bottom, what happens? The fluid of your body is still moving downward.
Yeah.
But your body is now moving upward.
Oh, so it's kind of like a swoosh.
Yeah. Well, and so every cell of your body at that very moment is being exercised by the force, probably 1.25, 1.5 G, maybe 2 G if you're trying hard. If you're jumping 6 inches, you're probably doing 2 Gs.
Wow.
So that means that every single cell of your body is being exercised, not just your legs. And
nice.
That means that in 10 minutes on a rebounder, you get more exercise than in 45 minutes on a bicycle.
Wow, so those of us that live fast lifestyles and we're always running around, we can stop, take 10 minutes instead of going for that run or riding our bike.
Absolutely. And that is the most effective form of exercise there is from a health perspective. Actually, consider children. What do they do when they first can stand up on their feet? What do they do in their crib?
Bounce up and down.
That's it. Remember? That's what they do. And then they graduate. They get into the parents' bedroom. What do?
Jump on that bed. That's a nice bed.
Right.
That's bigger.
That's right. And what do we tell them? Oh, stop.
Stop, yeah. Right. Well, because they're going to wreck the bed.
Yeah, I mean, that probably is the concern. But their natural tendency is actually to get this lymphatic system going. That is the natural thing that a person wants. That is the instinct built in. And we suppress it, repress it, and pay the price for it. Because when you cause your lymphatic system to stop moving, stagnation, toxicity, lack of elimination.
Right. So it's really important that... Well, and I guess that's one of the reasons why aerobics was quite popular many years ago, because people were jumping up and down.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah. Aerobics with either a step, single step, or whatever they call those blocks that you step on.
But the problem with that was people kept ruining their ankles and knees and hips because the pounding on the ground was too much.
That's right, because we are not designed for concrete floors or even hardwood floors. We're supposed to be jumping in the jungle.
Mm. On grass and...
That's right. It has natural, dampening effect, right? You're not supposed to hit hard on a stone. That's not... I mean, yes, we can walk on stone, but that's not the majority of our activity. We're supposed to be on soft, like grass or forest floor or that sort of thing.
Yeah, where they'll look at the beaches.
Yeah, sand.
That's hard, actually, to walk on sometimes.
Difficult, because you're sinking up to your ankles in the sand.
So you've done quite a bit of research on this rebounding thing.
Oh, absolutely. We have teamed up with a company called Rebounders Reviewed. And we have, gone to the lengths of testing, the $30 and the $50 and the $100 rebounders, the thing you can buy from Sears or Walmart or the Urban or the Lymphaline and Rebound Air. And, we tested a whole bunch of these. That there is a good number of manufacturers in the business.
I can't believe that. I just thought, maybe there's one or two rebounders you can get.
Oh, no. But as in all industries, there's a good thing, and then there's the knockoff. And then there's the cheap thing. Then there's the lookalike that looks right, but isn't. It's sort of like the thing that looks like a Nike shoe, but has no sole in it, no dampening effect, no nothing.
Right.
It looks right. It costs $30 instead of $100, and it's trash. Giving you a deal, it gives you foot problems. You think you're helping yourself, but you're not. So the issues with rebounders are essentially in three places. Number one place is the spring. How do you actually accelerate and decelerate the gravity of the person that's on it? And the most common cheap thing is a straight tube spring. Those springs have only one response. So, you can tune the rebounder to say 140 pounds or 160 pounds of weight. And that's it. So if you're under that, the response is going to be too hard. If you're over that, the response is going to be too soft. And it's always the same response. So when you jump on it, you get this jarring effect. It just, I have all these people calling me, I tried this rebound, and I was getting dizzy, or I tried a deep rebound, or it was giving me a headache, or you know.
Yes.
It's from that. I mean, in extreme cases, it will cause injuries, because if you have bone spurs, it will actually pierce your nerves, type of thing.
Ooh.
Yeah, not a good idea. That's because the deceleration is too harsh, too sudden. It's almost as bad as jumping on sidewalk. So that's what you can expect from the cheap straight spring. The next level up are barrel spring, which are a little better because they have a bit graduated response. And the best in the industry are going to be a triple wound springs, and that's the unit that we carry in the spring based. And that's a three layer spring which actually engages depending on either the activity level or the weight of the person. You know, whether you're a 200 pounder bouncing hard or a 400 pounder bouncing not so much,
right.
it'll adjust to what you require.
Wow.
And so depending on how much strength you ask of it, it will engage more and more, always giving the correct response.
Very, very cool.
The third technology for this is bungees. Bungee cords are very soft. They always give you the most limited impact. You know, sort of like jumping in feathers. The trouble with bungees is that they need to be tuned to your weight. So, you know, you have to specify 130 to 180 pounds, or less than 130, or over 180. So
okay.
once you specify that, you know, if the husband is 200 and the wife is 140, all of a sudden it's too soft for him or too hard for her. So it's for people who are injured, sick, back problems and all of that, this is pretty much the only way to go. You know, like if you have serious trouble, I don't mean mild trouble, I mean real trouble, then they just have to go this way if they want to get the exercise going. Just the second trouble with the bungees that they need to be replaced. They wear out, they stretch. So, you know, depending on the hours of use, you know, sometimes once a year or so, you might need to buy a new set of bungees for your bungee cord rebounder.
Right, right.
So that's part one. That's the acceleration-deceleration part of the business. The second part of the business is the mat. And depending on how the mat is constructed, what type of fabric they use, it will either stay flat or cave. And how it will cave will depend on what it will do to your feet. The cheap ones cave at the center, meaning when you jump on it, there always is a deep spot in the middle.
Right. Well, that just makes sense to me. It would all go in, so you've kind of got this slant up from where your feet are.
Right, but the good ones are either soft enough that your feet are buried in
crates,
or they're stiff enough that the whole mat stays flat. So that it's called pronation. You know, if it pronates your ankle, that means that the inside of your leg is going to be buried deeper than the outside. And we've had a lot of people reporting injuries from that.
Right, right, because that's a lot of pressure and stress on those joints.
That's right. Yeah, it stretches the ligaments on the inside of your knee and on the inside of your ankle, and especially heavy people suffer from it already. So,
so what you're really telling me is something that sounds like it could be really good because it's going to get my lymph system and everything moving and clean out the swamp, as you like to say, could cause other problems in my body if I just kind of go with cheap rebounder that isn't ergonomically
correct. Yeah, that is the big point. That much like with anything, you know, if you use your body incorrectly on any exercise equipment, you can cause yourself harm. If you use the incorrect equipment here, you can cause yourself harm. So that's why we're telling people, think. It's a really wonderful tool, but you need to get the right tool. people who buy the cheap ones, they end up just parking them, you know. It just is too jarring, too unfriendly. They just give up on them.
Yeah, and that's what happens in
well, it's, I mean, most exercise equipment is
exactly,
bought and parked.
Yeah. Bought, parked. You do it 3 or 4 times, go, oh, I'm sore.
and then
forget it.
So it could be that you bought the wrong kind of equipment.
Yeah. So, Martin, can you just summarize what are like the 3 or 4 things you have to make sure that we have in a rebounder, like a proper pad so that it doesn't cause your legs to go in weird angles and stretch out your ligaments.
Yep.
Proper springs or bungee cords so that you don't have that jarring effect.
Yes, that's right.
And obviously well built so it doesn't fall apart, because if you're jumping up and down on a rebounder and one leg goes in the rebounder, you end up boinging
right.
off in the wrong direction.
Yeah. Now we're talking about the manufacturing, the strength of the frame, the stability of the construction, and then how well is it made? Does it have sharp edges? Does it have pieces of metal poking through it? You know, is it engineered well enough so that your 4-year-old kid that happens to be playing on it doesn't get injured?
Right. That's all important stuff.
Yeah. So all of these have been answered by the two brands that we have selected to go with. The American-made Cellar Sizer, with its patented springs and its hard mat, is just by far the best in its class. The other one, the bent bungee cord, for people who either have a serious health problem or lots of money, they can buy the Porsche of rebounders, because the Bellicon that we carry costs double the money of the Cellar Sizer.
Okay.
It's worth it, especially to the people who either absolutely have to have it or to those who can afford it.
Well, when you look at spending a few $100 on a piece of equipment that doesn't take up the whole room like some of these pieces of equipment do, and it has that. Like, I think a lot of people, I know for myself, I'm not moving my swamp water around nearly as much as I should be.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, it's funny for me, because I get a lot of phone calls, you know, like the consulting telephone calls that I do.
Yeah.
I do most of them while bouncing.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah. You know, like I do a 20-minute phone call, and 15 minutes of it, when I'm not taking notes, I'm on the rebounder.
Cool.
So that's how I get, 30, 40 minutes of that in every day myself. But really, the required time is 10 minutes. You can get a serious workout in 10 minutes. The Cellar Sizer comes with a DVD and a book, and in the DVD they show the exercise routine. They show you what you do and how you do.
So you're not always just sort of jumping up and down.
Oh, no. You know, you can tone all kinds of muscles. Like, for instance, if you lean forward and kick your legs behind you, you're tightening the glutes.
Mm.
If you lean backwards and kick your legs forward, you're tightening the abdominals.
So those of us who want six-pack abs, there is the exercise.
Yeah, you should see the fellow that invented and patented the rebounder, the Cellar Sizer, David Hall. He is, you know, he's about 55 years old, and he is in such a shape that the world would envy.
Now, I'm on the Life Enthusiast Co-op website, www.life-enthusiast.com. And I'm at the Cellar Size page, and I'm looking under benefits, and I see this guy in a blue T-shirt. You're not trying to tell me he's 55 years old, are you?
That's a picture of him when he was 52.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, he's got he looks positively 37, right?
Well, you know, he... Yeah.
Look at his biceps that they're showing, right?
I know, yeah. It's like, holy smokes. This would affect your biceps?
Absolutely. All you do is you put your arm out And every time you bounce up and down, there's 1.5 to 2 G's. So if your arm is 5 pounds, well, at the bottom of the pound, it weighs double.
Wow.
So absolutely. And of course, if you really want to load up, you can start doing it with weights.
Huh. And he's got a full head of hair, and of course, you know I don't. So obviously, all that exercise of the follicles helps as well.
Oh yeah, he's detoxified all the time. I don't know what to promise you whether we can get your hair back on, but he's in wonderful shape, and he was not. I mean, when he got on the trampoline, and I think he was about 35. He was a sick puppy.
Okay. Interesting. So, Dr. Morton Walker, in the Townsend Letter for Doctors, talks about 30-odd benefits of using the Cellarsizer. Mm-hmm. And I thought maybe what I or we could do is just quickly go through that list, because it's a pretty impressive list.
Mm-hmm.
So, number one, it increases the capacity for respiration.
Right.
So what does that mean?
Well, there are two types of respiration. One is the one that's done with your lungs, and the other one is the cellular respiration. And it's the cellular respiration that they're discussing here, which is the oxygen and energy exchange at the cellular level.
So getting more oxygen into your cells?
Right. Because when the cell is detoxified, it can take on more energy.
Right. Right. So number two, and this kind of ties in, it circulates more oxygen to the tissues.
Yeah, now we're talking about the movement of the fluid, and of course the fluid carries the oxygen.
Yeah. Number three is it establishes a better equilibrium between the oxygen required by the tissues and the oxygen made available.
Right. I mean, that still describes more of the physiology. That means that, you know, when your cell is well nourished by oxygen and nutrients, it can actually fire up the mitochondrial metabolic furnace, meaning you'll be feeling alive.
Okay, all right. Number four, it causes muscles to perform work in moving fluids through the body to lighten the heart's load. Oh, that's a good one.
Right.
Number five, it tends to reduce the height to which the arterial pressures rise during exertion.
Right, so your blood pressure is going to be lowered.
And okay, all right.
Because you're not as you're exercising. If you're exercising using the regular style exercise, for your body to get the blood where it needs to go, the blood pressure needs to be fairly high. Here, because the fluids circulate naturally, the blood pressure doesn't have to rise so much.
Okay, good. Well, I'm glad you explained that, because I was thinking something entirely different. Number six, it lessens the time during which blood pressure remains below normal after severe activity.
Okay. I have no explanation for you on this one.
I didn't know after severe activity the blood pressure dropped that much, but it's not necessarily a good thing to have too low a blood pressure.
Right.
It holds off the incidence of cardiovascular disease.
That's the logical thing, yeah. No heart attacks, thank you much.
It increases the functional activity of the red bone marrow in the production of red blood cells.
Okay, I have no proof for it, but it's clearly a good thing, right?
Yeah. All right.
Meaning more red blood cells, meaning your athletic ability is improved. By the way, these things are used by professional athletes. Especially in the recovery phase, right. You know, like a football player who's been injured gets on a rebounder because it allows physical activity without abusing the body so much.
Right. And again, we're just reading off the list of benefits that Dr. Morton Walker put in the Townsend newsletter.
Yeah.
Okay. Number nine, it aids lymphatic circulation as well as the flow in the veins of the circulatory system.
Right on.
That's kind of what we were talking about.
Well, we covered the lymphatic, which, you know, circulates the thing by gravity. But even in the vein system, you know, veins are driven by your blood. But I don't know if you know this, that there are these little flap valves, right? So for every heartbeat, the blood that's sucked in, the valves open in one direction, and then they close, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, just like sipping a Slurpee through a straw, right? Like when you put the pressure on, it just moves up in the straw. When you let it go, if there isn't a flap in the straw, it drops all the way down into the jar.
Right.
In your veins, there are these little baffles that close. So when you're bouncing up and down, you're actually helping the blood to travel upstream quicker. So from your, you know, like from the bottom of your foot, every time you bounce up, the blood can move quicker. And then the flap closes when you hit the bottom.
Okay. So number 10, it encourages collateral circulation.
Well, whatever that is.
Yeah. Number 11, it must be good. Number 11, it strengthens the heart and any other muscle being used in the body so that they work more efficiently.
We talked about the, you know, when you bounce, which of your cells are being exercised?
All of them.
All of them. And this is really important. Like when you're sitting on a bike, just your legs. When you're doing curls with a 25 pounder or whatever you do, or when you're doing bench presses or whatever you do, you're only engaging one large muscle group.
Yeah.
On a rebounder,
all of them.
Every cell, not just the muscle cells. The brain cells, nerve cells, skin cells, all of them are engaged.
Mm, cool. It's it allows the resting heart to beat less often.
Yep.
Right? Number 13, it lowers elevated cholesterol and triglyceride levels.
Right, because you're lowering the inflammation that improves your numbers so that you don't have to fear your doctor and your life insurance agent.
Right. Number 14, it stimulates the metabolism.
Right.
Meaning
you'll get skinnier.
That's right. Number 15, it promotes body growth and repair.
Right. This would be the growth hormone, you know.
Yeah.
That's the hope for the hair, right?
Okay. All right. Number 16, it tones up the glandular system, especially the thyroid, to increase its output.
Right. So they must have measured this somehow. They must have done a study on people bouncing, and the ones that do have a better thyroid response, which means better metabolism, which means lower incidence of obesity and lower incidence of PMS and prostate problems and so on.
Wow. Number 17, it adds to the alkaline reserve of the body, which may be of significance in an emergency requiring prolonged effort.
Right. Now, this means that your just sort of like if your bank account has $20,000 in it instead of just $25 in it. So, you know, when you're hit with an emergency, you know, like, I don't know what that could be. Like, let's just say that you have to spend $5,000 on the spot.
Yeah.
If you have $25,000 in the bank, spending $5,000 is called a setback. When you have $25 in your bank account and you need to spend $5,000, it's called a catastrophe.
Yes.
Right? Or an impossibility. Mm-hmm. Similarly here, when you have capacity, and you're called on to just simply work out, like for instance, a saber-toothed tiger is chasing you and you need to do 2 miles at wide open.
Right. Good luck.
Yeah, if you're not well-trained and your lymphatic system is swampy, you're not going to deliver.
That's right. Right. Okay, so
we're at 17.
Okay, so 18. It chemically attains absolute potential of the cells.
Right. Again, we're talking about the cleanup, you know. Like, when the garbage is removed, you can function at full tilt.
Right. It reserves bodily strength and physical efficiency. Nice. Moved on to 20.
Nice words.
Yeah. It expands the body's... It's a doctor that's writing this, right? It expands the body's capacity for fuel storage and endurance.
Again? Yeah, we talk about that. This is the bank account metaphor I used a little earlier. Again, right. You have the ability to store more because there's more empty shelf space, right? Like when you empty the shelves off of garbage, you now can store the stuff you want.
Yeah. It improves coordination through the transmission of nerve impulses and responsiveness of the muscle fibers. So, yeah.
Again, you know, this is the coordination. I mean, when you're bouncing around, you actually teach your body stability. You actually teach your body ability to move. You know, you teach your body rhythm and response and You know, so I mean, there's just like racquetball, right? I mean, you can't just step on the racquetball court and know how to hit it.
No.
It takes a while to teach the muscles to do this, right?
It was the funniest thing because I played racquetball and squash, and a friend of mine played squash, and finally he said, okay, let me try this racquetball thing. And he could not hit the ball because there's about 6 inches difference between where the head of the racquetball racket is and where the head of the squash racket is.
Yep.
And he was always hitting it like he had a squash racket, which...
Yeah, too far.
Too far. And so it was so funny because he would just... He said, oh, I'm coordinated and everything. I mean, he was an athletic type, but it took him an hour to get the hang of the difference.
That's
so
right.
That's cool.
Yeah, so that's an example of that. But the point is that when you're used to bouncing and you're used to gain stability, you know, there's something really important to be said about the core. You know, the
yes.
core being the muscles that support your spine. They are not the bicep, tricep, quad, or hamstring, or glute. They are these little muscles that are on the inside of your body that are surrounding the spinal column.
Yeah.
It's called the core. And that core strength is so important.
And this would be very important for seniors, I'm thinking, you know, because oftentimes they have a problem with balancing or they fall over or, you know, and all those sort of things. So, that, you know, and again, you can bounce vigorously or you can just bounce, you know, work your, you know, bounce
yeah.
lightly and work
we
your
have,
way up,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we've had people who are so ill that they can only sit. So they sit on the rebounder and bounce. Or they get help. Somebody actually gets on the rebounder with them and bounces for them. All of the benefit is there.
Right, because it's just moving the body.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. It affords muscle vigor from increased muscle fiber tone, which makes sense. It offers relief from neck and back pains, headaches, and other pain caused by lack of exercise.
Right, and this is the core again.
Yeah. 24 is it enhances digestion and elimination processes. Oh, that's
well,
good.
Yeah, one of the moves that taught in the video is the wash machine, where you actually twist, you know, like
oh yeah,
visualize twist, yeah, and as you're bouncing up and down and you're twisting at the same time, the gut itself gets moved, exercised in there, you know, left to right, right to left, twist, 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 and twist. And it just, I mean, it does wonders for elimination.
All right. And are we speaking from experience here?
Oh, directly.
Number 25, it allows for better and easier relaxation and sleep.
Well, when you're not acidic, you're just falling asleep easily, and you're waking up refreshed and all of that wonderful stuff.
Cool. And kind of related to this in a way is 26. It results in a better mental performance with keener learning processes.
Right. Well, the important thing is this. Lymphatic system that's properly circulating will improve the pH. Acidic pH is associated with lack of health, but also with depression and muddled thinking and, you know, just sour, acidic, acrid thoughts.
Hmm.
I mean, this is not just some kind of a language mistake.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, so when you're not acidic, you're alkaline, and you're joyful, and your critical thinking is available to you, your brain fires quickly instead of sluggishly and all that.
Neat. It curtails fatigue and menstrual discomfort for women.
Yep, that's right.
Nice. Number 28, it minimizes the numbers of colds, allergies, digestive disturbances, and abdominal problems.
This is straight statistics done by exercisers versus non-exercisers. People who do rebound are healthy.
Yeah. 29, it tends to slow down aging. Well, just take a look at his picture. Holy smokes.
Yeah.
20 years younger looking. And it finally, number 30, it reduces the likelihood of obesity.
Oh, if you bounce, you cannot be possibly not in a good shape.
There you go. Awesome. So, Martin, we've got 2 4-star rebounders, the Cellar Sizer, and what was the other one?
Bellycon.
The Bellycon. And both are available at the Life Enthusiast Co-op. website.
The category is exercise. So if you shop by product, the category is exercise. If you shop by brand, the Bellicon, B-E-L-L-I-C-O-N, cellular size. It's a play on word, cellular exercise, C-E-L-L-E-R-C-I-Z-E. Anyway, there's a promotion. You can get free shipping on the cellular sizer. The cellular sizer is on a special pricing right now. The code to get free shipping is the word enthusiast. E-N-T-H-U-S-I-A-S-T. If you put that into the redeem code, it'll give you free shipping on the rebounder. Actually, it'll give you free shipping on any one order. So if you've already bought and used this product and want to get it shipping included, call us. Call us at 1-866-543-3388. Or, just to close this, you can find all of this at www.life-enthusiast.com. And you can find more podcasts at lifeenthusiast.podomatic.com.
That's right. Well, that's great. I'm getting ready to start bouncing.
Oh, yes, sir. Okay, so let's just thank everyone for listening to us yet again.
Thank you, everyone.
Restoring vitality to you and to the planet, Colin.
We'll see you next time, everybody. Bye-bye.